You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, like the dude just said, yep, this show is solid, conservative, and just plain right. Time now is 4:07 p.m. We're going to one of my favorite times of every single week. We get together as a whole crew. The whole crew is all together right now, microphoned in. I call it Copper and the Birdman because you know the deal. Copper is the one who's in-house right now, working to keep the trains running on time, pushing all the right buttons. Didn't tell me about this texting thing. We'll talk about that another day. But nonetheless, Copper keeps things running in-house. We like to say the Birdman works in the outhouse. He does everything it takes to keep the show running on the outside of the studio. All the social media, the website, all the stuff. And yet both of them also have opinions, and they're good at sharing them. So I'm going to call roll. Birdman, is you here?
Hello. How's everybody doing?
You are here. There's the Birdman. And, of course, Copper, you're here.
Indeed I am, Butterby.
Well, with that being said, we got to play the sound effect. Hit it.
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo!
Okay. All right, you guys. You know the rules. We got questions. We're gonna run down the questions. Just see what y'all think. And maybe you polled some people, or maybe it's just your opinion. Maybe it's generational, or maybe it's everybody. But here's my first question. Since we've been focusing so much on today's show about the recent Supreme Court ruling in the Dobbs case out of Mississippi, abortion has now been handed back to the states. How does your generation view last week's ruling on abortion law? Does it impact their vote in the fall? Is it even resonating at all? What do you think? So I'll start with you, Copper.
Oh, absolutely. I think this is huge. You might have heard the hashtag, the pro-life generation, maybe not. But this issue has really picked up in our generation, and I think you would see kind of an equal divide. You've either got the people who are obsessively passionate about having abortion, or the ones who are obsessively passionate about pro-life. And I think it will definitely impact votes.
So you think it would definitely impact votes, you said?
Yes. Although I feel like people have already made up their mind on this issue. And so I think that was already a contributing factor to why people voted one way or the other.
So let me ask you this real quick before I go over to Birdman. So you said that, you know, people are paying attention. Do you think, what about your generation, if you could try to even speak generally in that regard, what do you think your generation is more pro-life or more pro-abortion? Where do they fall?
You know, it's hard to tell, but I think we're becoming more and more pro-life. The media wants you to think the opposite, but we can see so much more scientific information on the web these days. It's harder to hide the truth that an unborn child is actually alive. And you hear more and more stories between people of the difficulties they faced during unexpected pregnancies and how abortion is not helpful. It's the worst case scenario. And people are kind of coming around to the idea that, wait a second, abortion actually hurts women. Why are we supporting this?
Okay, interesting. All right, well, Birdman, what are your thoughts? Your generation, last week's ruling impacting votes, what do you think?
So I'm going to kind of go against the stream here a little bit. In my opinion, I don't believe this to be much of a generational thing at all. I have actually noticed kind of an even split, at least amongst my research and you know, paying attention to the people around me, that it's been a pretty even split amongst pretty much every generation. A lot of the people that I have personally been seeing go and protest and more have been actually in an older crowd. I think my generation is again split. I honestly believe that it leans a little bit more towards the pro-choice side. And I do think this is going to affect voting pretty heavily. And I think that the people that are kind of on the fence of the pro-life movement, especially the people you see in church that are teetering and all this kind of stuff, you know, I think these people are going to come out in droves.
Wow. Okay. Interesting. All right. Well, you know, two different perspectives, not so different, but slightly different. But all right. Well, I'll tell you what, let's move on to the next one then. Totally change the subject. Foreign policy, military policy. All right, Ukraine is still at war. It's not as prevalent in the news. Been a lot of things to report on besides that, I guess. But even today, One of the major headlines on Fox News right now is the fact that the Russians chose to bomb a shopping mall. There's zero military targets anywhere around. Devastating loss of life. So this war is having a major toll on the Ukrainian people. So here's my question for you. Ukraine is still at war. Is anyone paying attention? And what are your thoughts on U.S. involvement? Birdman, you first this time.
Yeah, I think people are definitely still paying attention, but I think the degree that they're paying attention at is, I think that's changed. I personally believe that with all of the stuff that you're seeing in the news about how much money we're sending over while people are struggling to put gas in their car and food on the table, I think has shifted the perspective of a lot of American citizens watching what's happening. And I think the sensitivity and the sympathy, frankly, has been dying down because of that. I know that's a very aggressive thing to say to a degree, but I think more and more, especially as we're seeing these metrics and these numbers that we're sending over there, I think people are going more towards the route of we need to stay the heck out of it. And I've polled some people, and that has been resonated through that as well.
When you say stay the heck out of it, you mean like troops, or are you talking about sending weapons and money?
Honestly, all of the above, especially the latter, because of the massive dollar signs that we've been seeing while people are struggling with stuff at home. We feel forgotten in one sense. We genuinely feel, a lot of people feel like we have, our administration has turned a blind eye to the people in the home front that are struggling.
Wow. Okay. That's interesting. That's okay. Copper, what do you think?
Yeah, I don't think many people are paying attention these days anymore. And from the beginning, I was bothered, particularly by how few people within younger generations cared at all or had it on their radar at all. But I've actually been very glad to see that our government has supported them. I wish it had started out differently, that we would have, I don't know, maybe sent some ships into that area to stare at the Russians with evil eyes so they didn't actually invade Ukraine first. But I would rather us arm them than stand around pretending we care about liberty and have the moral high ground and then do nothing when an issue actually strikes. I see what you mean, Logan, about feeling neglected on the home front, but I don't think we can have it both ways. Stand up and say that we care about protecting liberty and standing up for that the world. And then
I actually do agree with you on that. I think it mostly comes down to a lot of the preventative measures that could have happened early were ignored. And then I think on the back end, seeing what we're doing and seeing the shortcomings on the home front, I think it's hard for people to look at that. You know, I have my own opinions, but a lot of the people I've polled do feel like how I mentioned.
Wow. So this is great discussion. And I'll be honest with you, I have mixed feelings. I get very concerned about the lack of accountability on the billions of dollars we're sending over, billions of dollars that we're sending over there. Like, okay, do we know, are we tracking it? Do we know how it's being spent? Do we have any measure for that? But the other piece of this, though, is I see zero benefit to the national interest of the United States in allowing Russia to walk across Europe and take ground that it just feels like taking because it wants to. And that may be, you know, that may be a part because I was a Cold War kid and I was a Cold War soldier. You know, I was literally, when I first got in the service, it was still the Soviet Union. And we were talking about, you know, what would happen when the Soviet Union decided to, you know, breach the Fulda Gap and bring troops over. And I remember going to West Berlin when it was still West Berlin. It was just an amazing world in which we lived then. So that may be something ingrained in me because of all that, but even still, I'm concerned that right now the American public has already become deaf to this issue and is not truly seeing it as something that could wind up threatening our national interest at a later date. All right. Good stuff, man. You guys are rocking today. Let's do this. Copper, I tell you what, we're right at about 30 seconds ahead of my usual schedule. Let's take a break. Let's take a break right now. We'll come back and shift gears. Copper and the Birdman. Talk a little economy, and then, of course, we got to get down to the most important one, stupidest story of the week. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio with Copper and the Birdman. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM. FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. All right, going back to one of our favorite segments every single week we do this, Copper and the Birdman. So, yeah, Copper and the Birdman are the team here that keeps the trains running, and they got good opinions, and they've just done a great job on the first two questions. So here's my question there, team. How is the economy affecting you and your generation? I think I can imagine the answer, but how is the economy affecting you and your generation, including gas prices? Copper, I know that you commute. Talk to me about it.
Oh, man, it's rough, not going to lie. There's a joke going around among millennials that it's impossible to live alone as a millennial, that everybody we know basically lives in a house full of other people our same age because living expenses are ridiculous. I mean, gas prices have doubled in the past year. Groceries are insane. I mean, even splitting four ways like I do living with friends right now, it's insane. It's also like twice what I was spending just half a year ago. It's rough. It's something needs to change because things just keep going up and our income doesn't. That doesn't work.
And by the way, you drive a car that's decent on gas, but with your commute, how many times a week are you having to fill up?
Oh, once or twice.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I got gas yesterday, and I thought, man, I just paid twice as much as I should have had to.
Yeah.
And just, I mean, unbelievable. And in fact, you know, and I know that I'm probably later in life and doing financially, you know, okay and all that, but I still realized I had to get gas. My gas light came on, and it was one of those, oh, crap, kind of feelings. But Birdman, what do you think, man?
Yeah, I mean, all the obvious is there. It is a lot of stuff is just a pain. My fiance and I were talking about a week ago about one of our favorite places to go eat. The dish that we always get, which used to be a $30 to $40 meal total, it has gone up to $17 per what we get. It's basically gone up to about $60 for us to get what we used to. And then obviously the gas. I mean, I told the story, I believe, yesterday or the day before to somebody that the car I'm driving now, I used to drive a sports car that took premium. And then I ended up getting a kind of an economical 6-speed, you know, high MPG car. And now I'm actually paying more for gas than I ever paid with that car that had premium. Yeah. The car that used to fill up for $18 is pushing $50. And I get 35 miles to the gallon. I used to get 20 to that. And it was actually cheaper to drive a performance sports car.
Wow.
Good gosh. Well, you know, I drive a Jeep Gladiator, which gets decent mileage for a truck. I mean, I get on the average about 18 to 19 miles per gallon. But still, I mean, and Jeeps, by the way, are about as aerodynamic as a bumblebee. They're not. So I am bludgeoning my way through the air as opposed to slicing my way through the air when I drive a Jeep. But anyway, well, okay, I can imagine. And, you know, hopefully it's going to get somewhat better, but I don't see it on the near-term horizon. I think we're looking at this. I mean, right now, what, bacon is like 17% higher this year than it was this time last year. Bacon.
It's officially gone too far.
That really has. That takes it a step beyond what is acceptable. Bacon. Anyway. All right. Well, I tell you what, we got about 4 minutes. Stupidest story of the week. You guys always come up with stuff. As much as I surf the news and get the resourcing for the show done, you always find stuff that I did not see. So I'm jumping over to, I think, Copper's first this time. So stupidest story of the week, Copper, what you got?
Okay, so it's Hitchcock's Birds right now in Los Angeles. Things couldn't get weirder post-COVID. I mean, now crows are dive bombing visitors to this park, especially the dogs. Yes, dive bombing. They even had to hire a freelance hawk. I forget. I don't remember the name of people who deal with birds. But yeah, a hawk trainer had to come to try and chase the crows up. And guess what? The crows tried to mob and kill the hawk. So I don't know what's in the water out there in Los Angeles. Maybe they're getting, you know, whatever drugs the Californians are on. But
maybe you got some industrial strength crows out there is what it sounds like.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe Californians should be less worried about saving the birds and more about not having their eyes gouged out by crows.
I'm saying Second Amendment rights should come into play at this point. in California.
Get a shotgun and those girls will leave you alone.
That's freaky. That's not as bad as the anaconda I told you about earlier, but that's still freaky. All right, Birdman, we got about a minute and a half. What's your stupidest story of the week?
All right, so as you know, Ghislaine Maxwell is about to be sentenced. That's coming up here. But her lawyer just sent in a 77-page document laying out the reasons why Maxwell should be granted some sort of leniency, focused on the good she's done and all this. Well, they directly connected the Clinton Global Initiative and her lawyer in this paper name-dropped Hillary Clinton. And as soon as that was over, Ghislaine Maxwell was, quote, abruptly removed from general population and returned to solitary confinement and being put on suicide watch. And her lawyer immediately released a statement that said she is not suicidal, nor has she made any attempts thereof.
Oh, no. Well, you know what? If Clinton's anywhere in your past, then you've got a good chance of being, quote, unquote, suicidal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's not just suicide watch. It's like, how about just watch? Somebody needs to watch Ghislaine Maxwell.
Yeah.
And by the way, she knows stuff. You know what?
Oh, she does.
She knows stuff. And it's like, she knows gross, sick stuff that needs to come out. And the very idea that we still don't even know. I mean, how much do we hear about the sordid details of, you know, the Depp trial, the Johnny Depp trial? And that just, and then Ghislaine Maxwell is, you know, sordidly involved in things that involve leaders of state and small children, and we can't find out. Messed up. All right, you guys. Love you both. That's a good job. Copper and the Birdman. Y'all nailed it today, man. Y'all were on it.
Cool.
All right, folks, I'm coming back with, I'm going to go that, we're going to say I'm in number three of the Triple Dipper. I'm calling it playing the long game, but what I'm doing is I'm encouraging you. There's some craziness happening out there, but by golly, there's some good stuff happening too. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.